So that's not, he doesn't need to be talked to.
That's his main complaint.
No, there's nothing there. Nothing there. He can post private driving his driveway all he wants to. But the turnaround down at the other end is where the problem is.
I'm assuming we just need to have legal find out what's going on exactly, so you know what all the information's right, and then have Frank Cotty send him a letter telling him he needs to move the building. So that's what we need to do. Does that sound?
Does that need to be addressed from Mr. Cotty and Road and Bridge?
Mr. Cotty and the commission, maybe.
Okay. Anything's fine with
that? I'd ask Frank and ask him what he needs to do. Can you guys get with Frank and find out?
We can sit down with him. And
Is he here today?
Yep.
I believe so.
Is he here today?
I believe he is.
Yeah, so we can.
Okay. We'll get a few.
I gave him an initial heads up, so he's already
on this
somewhat
deal?
Aware of the situation.
Okay.
All right, we'll bring that up.
So I'd have him send a letter, do a certified letter, whatever. Go from there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Agreement for purchase of fuel for Graham Clark Airport.
We've already awarded this one, right? Did we change the agreement for 5 years to... Is this the one that had like a 5-year agreement on it? Or he did go with it? Okay.
Yeah, we've got a letter from Mr. Cotty. Dated October 26th.
Move to approve the agreement for aviation fuel buying between Taney County and Nagler Oil Company.
Nagler.
Huh?
Nagler. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'd just like to say one thing about that. Mr. Malnick, our new port manager, did an outstanding job on that project working with the vendor. And in the best interest of the county, he said it was a lot of money on some of the fine-tuning of the contract thereafter. So we'll thank Mike in the public eye for the final work.
If you want to do it in public, you should have come to the microphone.
I think I'm loud enough.
Thank you.
All right. County insurance benefit discussion.
Good morning.
Okay, this is a continuation of an ongoing discussion we've been having, but we have the actual renewals from various carriers to discuss today, starting off with the medical renewal on the right-hand side of your packet. There's two things in there. Number one is a copy of the full renewal, in case you have any insomnia problems and really want to go through that. I do have the basically synopsis on the very top. Couple of developments since we met last week. There was a discussion around a renewal rate cap, and if there was any possibility of getting that. I told you I didn't think the odds were good, but then again, sometimes things work out. We do have, as part of the offer from Cox, at no additional cost for this year, so the 8% renewal stays the same, but next year you would have a cap of 11% as a county. So,
I think since we talked, didn't they, wasn't some of the rates going up like 115%? Some of this,
as far as in the exchange and
yeah.
Obamacare, yeah, there's all kinds of
so
stuff
11%
going.
A guaranteed not to exceed?
Yes, sir.
With recent events and numbers thrown out, that might not be bad.
Right, yeah, I hope we don't have to use it. And I will say to this, I've had several accounts where I've worked with Cox and they've had a rate cap. You guys have had rate caps in the past as well.
Right.
But they're usually very good about, I mean, you don't just need to budget 11% for next year.
Right, right.
If the numbers are better than that, then they'll give you what you deserve.
Right.
But at least it gives us a worst-case scenario. The other thing that they put in as well that we were able to negotiate is what's called an employee assistance program. For those of you that are familiar with that, there's various services that the employees can get, counseling, you know, help with legal issues, help with teenagers, help with, you know, different life problems. And Ruth had asked about that, and we were able to get them to put that into your program at no additional charge. And then finally, there's a wellness component that has been part of your program that continues with it as well.
Are those described in here anywhere?
Yes, we can get you copies of all of that. They're pretty standardized programs, Commissioner Williams. You know, an EAP program allows a certain number of visits and things. It's but it is good for the staff to have, and it's I think a good enhancement. So with that, the second or finally the third thing that I handed you were rates and factors for if you chose to make changes. So in other words, if you want to renew with Cox but want to reduce the premium to do that, then you have options as far as moving deductibles, office visit copays, things of that nature, if the commission is so inclined. So with that, I would need to then have discussion and a motion to approve whatever plan you would deem appropriate for the county employees.
The 8% is with exactly the same copays and deductions and everything that we have.
Yes, sir. No change in benefits for the 8%.
Right. With the craziness that's going on in the insurance industry right now, I'm going to make a motion that we accept the 8% increase with Cox with the 11% cap for next year.
2018?
Yes.
Maybe 2017.
The 11% cap would be for
2. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
On the left-hand side of your packet is the Sun Life, which is the former Assurant that purchased. Sun Life bought them out. But anyway, their renewal, if you go to page 3, the current rate for an employee is $31.93. They've asked for an increase to $35.44. That's roughly an 11% increase. It's $3.50 per head is what it comes down to. The page behind shows the experience and premiums that they collected were up a little over 2%. And claims that were paid were up a little over 14%, which obviously kind of gets you to that 11. We did take out to market the dental as well as the life and the disability. MetLife was the by far the best suitor for the county's business. However, they did not quote the disability, which is really what we'd wanted to do, is be able to pull everything together. Their dental rate was a little bit lower than Assurance by about $1.50 per month. I really couldn't recommend to the commission that we make a move for that amount of money just because of the challenges in HR to get that done. However, what I would like to recommend at your discretion is a motion to approve the dental at no more than these rates. And then I'm going to try to use the competitive quote to go back to Assurant and see if I can get them down from there, having just got that quote at 4:30 on Friday.
I don't know that we want to do that. If you wanted to go back, if you wanted to research that so that we could make a motion to accept, I'm not sure that we could legally do that.
Do what?
Make a motion to accept one company's and then let him go back out.
He's not going back out. He's going to this company and saying, hey, he's going to fight for lower rates.
So I'd be going back to this carrier, this company.
This carrier?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that just leave me the flexibility to try to...
I misunderstood your first statement. I thought you were going to us accept this and then
go out. No, we've already done the shopping, but I think there may be a little bit more we can get out of these guys.
I didn't understand. I'm sorry.
Move to approve the Sun Life financial quote not to exceed current quote.
And your current quote is 11%. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
The next piece on the left is your life and disability coverages. Dearborn National currently writes that. They've offered to renew the current program at the current rates with no increase and lock that in for 2 years. Recommend that you approve the life and the disability with Dearborn National.
Move to accept the Dearborn National policy for 2 years.
I'll second that. Is that that doesn't have anything? Is that the 25,000 payers? That's strictly the county's policy that we have on accidental death at the county level, a county employee. Is that in our policy? Is that covered here?
This, and I'm not sure about another policy, Commissioner Strahan. This is life insurance and accidental death, which the county covers their employees on. So each of your employees has this coverage, which is part of your program.
Right. There has been in the past, and I thought it was still in effect. There was a payment of $25,000 was the figure. And I'm trying to soak this all in here. There was a payment of $25,000. Was it from this insurance company that the $25,000 came from? And then there was an elimination of county funds. We paid at one time, we had a dollar amount that the county paid along with the insurance company.
For what?
accidental death.
That the county would pick out of their own?
Take out of the GCR coffers.